Hello, everybody. We're Jason and Tony, and this is
In Case You Missed It.
Well, in case you missed it, somebody had a spider living in their ear.
And I need to apologize to the extremely squeamish for a story here that I have to bring in.
Okay.
Okay. Please, well, you are sitting down.
Yeah.
If you're still seated, stay seated. There's a woman named Susie Torres in Kansas City, Missouri.
Uh-huh. What happened to her?
She recently went to the doctor because she thought she was having some water in her left ear.
Oh, that's the worst,
isn't it? Wanted to flush it out.
You know,
everybody's swimming now. Well, she went to the doctor to get it checked out.
Yeah.
He took a closer look and found that there was a spider living in her ear.
Oh.
Not just any spider, though.
Uh-huh.
Brown recluse.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, it'd been living in there, and fortunately...
Well, she's lucky it didn't bite her.
Yeah, it never bit her while it lived in there. Doctors were able to successfully get it out.
She must have had a really nice ear.
By golly.
For that spider not to bite her, it must have... The living arrangements in her head must be fantastic.
Yeah, there's a cranium.
Wow.
I want to live in right here. If you remember...
I wonder what amenities her head has for the spider.
Yeah, probably beautiful foyer. You know,
yeah.
The foyers, it's the selling point of the ear.
If you don't have a good ear foyer, that was her problem. Her ear foyer was too nice, and that spider was like,
I'm gonna live here
right now. And just to think, some of y'all probably have a spider in your ear right now. You don't even know it. Think about it. There's a spider in your ear right now.
Stop.
Right now it's living there, sitting on the couch.
Quit it.
It is.
Yeah.
There's lots of reasons to get a divorce, but I didn't think being too nice was one of them.
Me either.
This didn't happen in America. But it's still, I just can't believe it happened. There's a woman, she's wanting a divorce from her husband because, well, he's just too nice.
Too nice?
Yeah. Yeah, she wants to end the marriage due to his overwhelming adoration.
We don't argue enough. There's not enough drama.
She told the court, "I was choked by extreme love and affection." He even helped me clean the house, that loser.
What a bum.
That loser noticed when I got a haircut. I don't like that.
He told me he loved me.
That jerk told me that my butt did not look big in those pants when I knew very well it did.
He was good to my mother, too, and I didn't stand for that crap.
I'm not standing for that.
What a loser, being so kind.
Man, helping her clean the house. What a jerk. She goes on to say, he's so romantic. He always forgave me. He showered me with gifts.
I bet this bum gave her flowers.
If that guy gets me flowers one more time, that sucker is out of here.
Gone.
Oh.
That's the same things I hear at the end of a relationship.
I'm sure it is, Tony.
Tony's too nice. He's too kind.
He spent too much on this meal out. Mr. T is in the news, and Tony got to not really talk to Mr. T in today's fake news interview.
But sorta. Hello and good morning, Mr. T.
Hey, man.
Hey, look, I know you're pretty busy these days with this whole copyright situation, but if you have a little time, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
I have no time for the jibber-jabber.
Hey, I promise it won't take up much of your time.
Don't like sneaking in on my privacy. Understand?
I get it. And like I said, I just have a few questions. First off, how did it make you feel when you first heard a weed company was using your image to promote their cannabis?
Anger.
I bet. Now, is there anything you'd like to say to that company?
We talking Looney Tunes. That's what we talking, fool.
They're saying your claim is totally absurd. How do you respond?
If you want to stay alive, you better keep your mouth shut. I'll nail it, shit.
And if they don't back down, then what?
You better get used to it, fool, because you're going to be spending a lot of time in hospitals in the near future.
Okay, then. I think that should just about do it for this interview. I want to thank my...
Hey, Jack, you got a big mouth, and you ask a lot of questions.
Well, actually, Mr. T, the interview's over.
I'm going to use your body as my cop,
Uncle. No, please don't. I really don't have any more questions to ask you.
Have a nice day.
Okay, you too, Mr. T. Have a nice day.
Son of a true nut.
73-year-old Sylvester Stallone is making a new Rambo movie.
Yeah.
In our head, this is what some of the trailers would sound like.
Rambo, get off my lawn. Rambo, leave me alone. It's a Matlock marathon. Rambo, I can't right now. I'm having cheesecake with the Golden Girls. Rambo, the grocery cart scooter's not charged enough. Rambo, I'd blow you up, but I have a doctor's appointment at 1. Rambo, this time with compression socks.
Get ready for a story, because it's story time.
Here it is.
And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, the demand for junk mail was so high it caused a paper shortage. People loved credit offers and coupons so much that there wasn't enough paper to make school books. Kids started celebrating. Nanny, nanny, boo, boo, they said. We ain't got no more books, ha, ha. They started having parades because they thought school was going to be lunch in 5 hours of the fortnight. All of a sudden, a principal said, "We now have iPads and tablets, children. Cancel all the no-books parties, and y'all better clean these messes up." Then every child was given a digital tablet and forced to go back to school and out into a paperless world. Y'all see now why technology sucks? The end.
Here's today's word of the day.
Doggone human thesaurus.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Diarrhea. Diarrhea is what you'd say if a bulldozer ever fell on top of Reba McEntire. Diarrhea.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
Tune your guitar.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Roses are red and red is a cherry. I'd rather kiss you than eat a dingleberry.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you as always with today's
Real Good.
As a tourist, Georgia Bradley, 25-year-old lady. She was on vacation with her boyfriend in Greece recently.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was at a cafe, she went for a walk on a secluded beach. But then she got harassed by two random Greek dudes.
Ruh-roh.
One of them even grabbed her by the arm when she wouldn't have a drink with them. But right then, a stray dog ran up and started barking at them. Stood right next to Georgia and kept barking. Then the guys took off.
You go, puppy dog.
Then it stuck around, followed Georgia back to her place, even chased after her car when she left for the airport.
I was crying, didn't want to see her leave.
Oh, my gosh.
This is beautiful.
So once Georgia got home, it hit her that she couldn't let it in that way. So she got another flight back to Greece, searched for the dog for 5 weeks.
What?
Finally spotted it on the same beach, adopted it, and named it Pepper.
Hey, way to go.
She had to spend quite a bit of money to get it from Greece.
No kidding, it had to be expensive.
And
they saved her life, though.
They had to put her in quarantine and stuff like that for 3 weeks, that little old dog.
Uh-huh.
Now, if that's not heartwarming enough for you, it turned out Pepper was pregnant. A week after they got home, she gave birth to 6 puppies.
Ah, 6 little hero peppers.
And now she's a pepper shaker.
Yes, she is. That's
how
sweet.
Cool. I love that story. That dog just, you know what? I'm going to protect that human.
It picked her out to protect her. Those guys ain't going to mess with her.
Absolutely not. What a cool story. Georgia, Pepper, y'all are real good. Well, that wraps up the podcast, Tony.
Yeah.
All done now.
It's all wrapped up, reckon.
Thank y'all for listening to it. Please subscribe. Please share. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.